This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's one more reason Iraqis do not succeed when they try to escape to America. Millions of Iraqis have fled the war. The Bush administration promised to resettle more of them in the U.S., especially those who risked their lives working with the U.S. But for now, 2 million Iraqis are in Syria. They're in a country that has strained relations with the United States. And for those Iraqis, the resettlement program is stalled. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Damascus.
More than 120,000 Iraqis have registered at this United Nations refugee office in Damascus. And more than 3,000 of them have been referred for resettlement in the U.S., but their cases are on hold. Iraqis have to pass a rigorous face-to-face security interview with American officials. The interviewers, from Homeland Security, are known as circuit riders because they've been traveling the refugee circuit from Jordan to Turkey to Syria.
It's a firm no, certainly, for the September circuit ride that was expected.
Arafat Jamal, with the UN Office for Refugees, confirms what Syrian and American officials have been saying for weeks. Syria is not granting entry to U.S. Homeland Security, at least for now.
At the moment, there are about 3,000 people who've been processed by us and submitted to the United States. But the fact that they won't even get to the second step of being interviewed by the Americans is going to create, I think, some sort of pandemonium.
So far, the pandemonium is mostly in the volume of emails, thousands of messages to UN officials every day, desperate Iraqis seeking information on their status. Erica Feller, the UN's Assistant High Commissioner for Refugees, has tried to settle differences between U.S. and Syrian officials, but the impasse remains.
Yes, of course, this new situation will contribute to slowing down the process of departure, certainly to the U.S.
Refugees are one more source of tension in U.S. relations with Syria. Damascus had hoped for more recognition for providing a safe haven, more American financial support for 1.5 million Iraqis in Syria, says Syrian Minister Buthaina Shaban.
What Syria asked for, what the discussion was going on, is about helping Syria with these refugees first. And I think the United States did not show any readiness to consider the subject as an urgent subject on the agenda, while for us it's very urgent.
And there's another sensitive issue. The U.S. government's special consideration for Iraqis who worked for the U.S. Syrian officials fume about the special status, and that disagreement has put Mohammed Yusuf's future on hold.
I'm in danger because I work with the Americans, that's why.
Yusuf had to keep his work with the U.S. embassy a secret from his family and friends. But when militiamen took over his apartment building in Baghdad last June, he believed he was a marked man and fled with his family to Damascus.
I was happy when I worked with them. But now, it's too risky and it's too dangerous. And to be honest with you, I don't want to be a body in a plastic bag. I prefer to stay alive.
Even here in Syria, he keeps his former association a secret because militiamen are also part of the Iraqi community here.
Even here, I didn't tell anybody that I worked with the Americans. They couldn't kill me. Not here, of course. But they can hurt my family. I have my parents and I have my brothers and I have to care about them and I have to consider about them.
His extended family is still in Baghdad. It's often a worry for those who have fled, says the UN's Arafat Jamal. But the larger concern is their future.
The fact that they won't be able now to go to the U.S. anytime soon because of this visa restriction is putting them in a very awkward position. And they will either, in some cases, resort to desperate measures, or they will find other means. They will disappear or get smuggled out of the country or something like that.
The U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, has also raised the alarm over the slow pace of resettlement. The Washington Post reported that Crocker called for an alternative to the cumbersome Homeland Security checks. He wants a fast track for Iraqis who worked for the U.S. because they have already passed a rigorous security check when they were hired. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.